Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah. The heavens, earth, and sea, all that in them be. Smile, Yah's busy. Double Mike Fizz. Love you who he is, the Almighty. El Shaddai, he sits on high. El Yah, the Most High. El Elohim, show his right. El Yahweh, El Ahenu, Yah, God, to glorify. Yah, that's my job. Arm, leg, leg, arm, done. JD, cross over, never won. People calling on deeds, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use their calls and misdirect for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see? It's right under their feet, clear as concrete. I'm a 100-foot sheep. Send it out, tell us to the Most High. Y'all in the Most High, making rock and roll. Y'all statues of right, rejoice.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving our praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in the earth, hallowed God. Praise Almighty Yah, Yah's righteous, Yah holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us, shine His mercy upon us the day and the night. Bring to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Shaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. Yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. Well, Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, He's our Judge, He's our Lawgiver, and He is our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but Yah is the Savior of the world. And I thank Yah and praise His holy and righteous and exalted name for giving us the opportunity to come before you to bring to you nothing but the truth. We started this week beginning to bring to you how Yah number of years, how the scriptures teach us to deal with His appointed years. And we showed you the very scriptures that detail beyond a shadow of a doubt 7 different years. His years are not like the years of heathen, where they have 19 different cycles and 12 and 13 months, depending on the year. No, Yah years are nothing like this at all. Now, how do I know this? Because you read these things in the scriptures, and there is not one mumbling word about these various diverse things that you might hear people teaching. They're not there. Now, if they are there, then tell them to come show me. We can stand before the people. And while they're showing you, at the same time, they can show me. But I know that's not going to happen because they know it is not there. Yah only has 7 different years. And in each year, there are certain amount of months in every year. And the Creator lets us know in the book of Leviticus, and I want you to see this. I want you to see why I'm able to say the things that I say. And you'll find this in the book of Leviticus. It's in the 19th chapter, Leviticus 19, And this is what it says. 35th verse. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just basis, just weights, a just ephod, a just hen shall ye have. I am Yah your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore ye shall observe all my statutes, all my judgments, and do them. I am Yah. It lets us know in the book of Proverbs that a false balance is an abomination unto him. All Yah measures, all his weights, all his balances, are measured with an equal balance. And you're going to learn this. As I stated before, we showed emphatically that the Almighty has seven different years. Each year is unique, different from one another. Because the Almighty wanted you to know from one another. Although today we don't know one year from the next. We know it's another year. But what made this year different from the year that is coming? Well, the scriptures make a difference. And the scriptures identify the difference that you may know what year you're in. And there's only seven different ones. We showed you where the Creator numbered his years by seven. And he called it the Sabbath of years. And the Sabbath of years is the seventh year. And he told us that we were to number, we were to count seven Sabbaths of years. And he said seven times seven, which is 49 years. And then hollow the 50th year, because the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. So this is how the Creator counts. That's why we're able to take you to the various scriptures to count exactly how the Most High count, to show you and demonstrate as witnesses of Yah, servants of Yah, because he chose us to be his witnesses. He said, ye are my witnesses. And what are we witnesses to? That everything the Creator said in his word is true. Not just because we said it, but we can show you that it is the truth. Example or first witness, how one goes to number the years of the Most High. And I'll just quick go over this in the book of 1 Kings, 6th chapter. And see, once you begin to learn your years, then there shouldn't be no reason why you can't know them yourself. There shouldn't be no questions like, well, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? It's only seven different years. That's it. But the key, knowing which year you are in versus the one you're not in, you have to pay close attention to the scriptures. In the book of 1 Kings, the 6th chapter, this is what it says. And it came to pass in the 480 year after the children of Israel will come out of the land of Egypt. Now, when did they come out of the land of Egypt? We know by truth that they came out of Egypt in the first year. And there's only seven different years. And they came out the first year. But look what happened. It came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yah. So what is this letting us know? 480 years after they came out of Egypt, that was the fourth year. And since Yah count his years by seven, how many cycles of Sabbaths of years is this? Well, it's 68 complete cycles of years. All you have to do is divide 480 by 7. And you're going to get 68 complete cycles of years, which will come out to 476 years. That's the seventh year. And since he said the temple, the foundation was laid in the fourth year, then that means 4 years later, after 476, which means 477 was the first year, 478 was the second year, 479 was the third year, and 480 years later, the fourth year, as the Creator said in the scriptures. Now, is that rocket science? No, it's just the truth. He only had seven different years. He numbered them by seven. And so you can find out any number. You just have to have the right formula. And who give us the right formula? Yahweh. And where do he give us this? Well, in his word. How do you think they were able to number these things in the scriptures? Example, and I want you to count these examples as we go along to see exactly how many things and how many ways Yahweh showed us his truth. And the scriptures let you know emphatically that if you want to measure and weigh the truth, you have to weigh it by its consistency. All truths are totally consistent. There are no inconsistencies in the truth. If you find any inconsistency, it's only because it's a lie. It's not the truth. And this is why I want you to take this under serious consideration. Search out and see whether I'm telling you the truth or not. Why follow a lie? Check it out for yourself. But the only way you're going to be able to do that, you first got to consider it. And the Almighty lets us know that our people, the ox knoweth his owner, an ass his master crib, don't know, and my people do not consider. And all we want you to do is consider. And then after considering and saying, Moray is shudder, what you're saying is a lie. And I can prove it. And if I see that what I'm saying is not the truth, I will humble myself. And I will declare it's not the truth. What sense does it make for me to declare a lie and be stubborn about it? But I can assure you that what I'm telling you is truth. I also can assure you that if you study and consider the things that I'm telling you, you're going to declare that it is the truth, unless you are stubborn. And watch what it says. That's number one. And there's other things about this 480 years and this fourth year that we're going to show you and teach you and tell you about so that you might know. It's just a lot of things on that by itself. Furthermore, we brought to your attention that our father Caleb, one of our ancestors, in the book of Joshua, let us turn there. Witness number two, in the book of Joshua, the 14th chapter. And I don't think these things are hard if you study them and you're sincere. Watch what it says. Joshua, the 14th chapter, starting at the 6th verse, and we brought this to you. Then the children of Yehuda came to Joshua and Gilgal, which let you know that's what Caleb was, a Yehudanite. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that Yah said unto Moshe, the man of Elohim, concerning thee, and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moshe, the servant of Yah, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. Brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed Yah my Elohim. And Caleb did just like that as the Creator said he did. Because Yah judged the heart. And Yah said he wholly followed him. And Moshe swore on that day, saying, surely the land on thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed Yah, my Elohim. And that's what the Most High wants us all to do. He wants us to follow him. And what do that mean? That means Yahweh wants us to be totally 100 with him, totally sincere with him. That's what he wants. That's what he desires. He wants us to be perfect with him. Then it says, and now behold, Yah have kept me alive as he said, these 45 years, even since Yah spake this word unto Moshe, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, which means he was 40 years old when he entered into the wilderness, when he came out of Egypt in that first year, because that's when we came out of Egypt. In the first year, the 15th day, in the first month, and 45 years later, he was 5 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moshe sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in, which let you know this man was very blessed. And he didn't have all this strength and blessed because he was lifting a bunch of weights. And his strength was not born because he was on steroids, like all the Russians. This strength didn't come because he was in a laboratory and drunk some solution and became the Hulk. No, this strength came from the Most High. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof Yah spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the vacuums was there, and that the cities raked and fenced. If so be, Yah will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as Yah said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunne Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunne, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed Yah, Elohim of Israel. And where's Hebron? Well, Hebron is in what we know of as the land of Yehuda, where that is. That's right there at Jerusalem. And I'm going to show you that. And the name of Hebron was before Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. So they came out the first year when he was 40 years old. And Yah numbered his years by seven, as he said he do. In seven cycles of years, six times. Seven times seven is 49. So seven times six is 42 years. Which means that 42nd year cycle of six Sabbaths of years. And that 42nd year was the seventh year. That was the seventh year. And Joshua said 45, which means only 3 years, 3 more years, the first year and the third year, which makes 45 years. And that third year, once it was completed, Caleb, founded, established the land of Yehuda. And when was that? In the fourth year. Well, what tribe was he from? Yehuda. And when was Yehuda born? He was the fourth born. And what do Yehuda mean? It means praise. Praise Yah. No wonder this man was established 45 years later, because 45 years later, you're at the beginning of the fourth year. During the time of Caleb, who established the land of Judah. And why? Because holy followed Yah. Deuteronomy. Just to show this, I think it's going to be around Deuteronomy, the chapter. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, the 5th verse. Well, let's start at the 4th verse and watch what it says. Ye shall not, well, let's start at the very first verse and watch what it says. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which Elohim of thy fathers give it to possess it. All the days that ye live on earth, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their deeds upon the mountains, upon the hills, and under every great tree, and ye shall throw their altars, break their pillars, burn their groves with fire, and ye shall hew down the graven image of their deities, and destroy the names of them out of that place. And ye shall do, and ye shall not do so unto Yah your Elohim, but unto the place which Yah your Elohim shall choose out of all the tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and there shall thou come. And what tribe do you think that is? Yeah, the tribe of Judah. This is where Yah get his praise. Who do you think built the temple? Yehuda. Where do you think the people go? Yehuda. It was all for his praise. Who do you think the kings are? Yehuda. And who a Yehudanite? And what year was the land established? 45 years after they came out of the wilderness. I mean, out of Egypt. Fourth year. So here we see the time that the temple was built, 480 years in the fourth year. We see the land of Yehuda being established 45 years after they came out of Egypt in the fourth year. And I may add, it was one thing I didn't show you in the book of 1 Kings, the sixth chapter. I want to turn back there, 1 Kings, the sixth chapter, because not only did Creator tell us when they started building, but he also told us when they finished. And watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings, speaking of the temple. Kings, the sixth chapter, the 37th verse. And this is what it says. In the fourth year, was the foundation of the house of Yahweh. That's when it was laid, in the fourth year. Who do these years belong to? How many different years is it? Seven. In the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building. Let you know, it started in the fourth year. 7 years later, 11th year, because all the 11th year is the fourth year. All the 18th year is the fourth year. All the 25th year is fourth year, because all you're doing is going from the fourth year 7 years later, and you're right back at the same place. Because this is how you number the years of Yah. Not by the sun, not by the stars, but by the word of Yah. This is what his word said. This is how we number our years. Now, it is true. They have a starting point. You got to know where to count from. You got to know where it starts. It's birth. It's nativity. It's origination. And we're going to show you what that is. But right now, we show you how to count the years, because it's only 7 different years. We showed you witness number one, the temple. Witness number two, Caleb. Well, let's go to witness number three, because it shouldn't be hard at all. book of Exodus, the seventh chapter. Let's see who the third witness is to show you how the years is numbered. And the temple is just a building, but that's how you count. Caleb's a man. This is his age, because this is how we count our ages. This is how we number one another. In the book of Exodus, you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. All you got to do is follow the scriptures and watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter, starting at the very first verse. And Yah said unto Moshe, see, I've made thee a deity, a god, an Elohim to Pharaoh. And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet, and thou shalt speak all that I command thee. And Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, multiply my signs, my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yah, which forth my hand to Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moshe and Aaron did as Yah commanded them, so did they. And watch this. Seven verse. And Moshe was fourscore years old, and Aaron fourscore and 3 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. So Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 years old. The scriptures say every word of Elohim appeared in him. Add thou not to his words, lest he rule thee, and thou be found. And here we can see emphatically how old they were. And watch what happened. Since this was 80 years old, since Aaron was 3 years old, both three. This is when they spoke to Pharaoh. And when it came out, they were still 80. They were still 83. And I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were. And not only prove that, but prove once again how Yah teach us how to number our years. Can we know how to count? How can we know how to number? How can we do anything? How can we even know prophecy without knowing appointed years of Yah? How is you going to know prophecy? People talking about prophecy, and that they don't even know prophecy. But watch this. In the book Deuteronomy, the first chapter, in the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter, watch what you see. And this is what it says, starting at the very first verse. These be the words which Moshe spake unto all of Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Bon and Hazar and the Zaha. There are 7 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Sin to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moshe spake to the children of Israel according unto all that Yah had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of Amorites, was dwelling in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, was dwelt at Osterop in Idrie. On this third joint in Atlanta, Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, Yah our Elohim spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Take your journey. Go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places near thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I set the land before you. Go in and possess the land as Yah swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And what year was it? It was the 40th year. In other words, it was 40 years later after they had came out of Egypt. And not only it was 40 years later, but when he said this to the children of Israel, it was 40 years later in the 11th month. So you know it was toward the end of this 40th year. Now when Moses came to Egypt, he was 80 years old. Now, in the 40th year, 40 years later, how old was Moses? Well, I'm going to show you. And I'm going to show you how Yah numbered his years. So in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, this is what it says. Because he told him, look, it's time to go get this land of the Canaanites. Let's take our journeys. When did he say that? In the 40th year. What month? The 11th month. Well, he only got the 11th month and the 12th month left. That's it. After the 12th month, you can be in the 41st year. But it was the 40th year. And watch what happens. Deuteronomy 31. Moshe went and spake the word unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. So in other words, sometime in that 40th year, Moses became 120 years old. Take a rocket science. Told you gotta, when you're dealing with the scriptures, you gotta know how to add, subtract, multiply, divide. You got to know percentages and fractions, and you gotta know all these things in the scriptures, because the scriptures talk about all these things. And here it is. Moses was 80 when he was in Egypt, and 40 years later, when he came out of Egypt, 80 plus 40 is 120 years. And here it is, Moses said, 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yah said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. In other words, if they were in the land of Moab, they were about to cross this Jordan and go in and get this land. But they had to stop. They had to cease. Why? Because they were almost out of the wilderness. And how long were they was to stay in the wilderness? Well, according to the scriptures, and I'm going to show you this, they were only to stay in the wilderness for 40 years. And when Moses told him, let's go get this thing, it was the 11th month. So all you got is the 11th month and the 12th month left. Moses is 120 years old. And let's see what happens. And when he said this, it's already the 11th month. But when they took their journey, it was the beginning of the 11th month. I don't know exactly how long this journey took to where they were going. Could it take 10 days, 15 days, could it take 30 days? I don't know. But I know sometime in the 11th month, Moses was 120 years old. In the 40th year, was almost over. And that's how long they're supposed to stay in the wilderness. And this is what he said. Yadalim, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as I have said. And Yah shall do unto them as he did to Sion and to Og, king of the Amorites, to the land of them whom he destroyed. And Yah shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yah the Elohim, he it is that do go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor take thee. This is what I'm telling them. It's the 4th year. He's somewhere, maybe at the end of the 11th month, the middle of the month, I don't know. But this is what it says. When Moses was 120 years old, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, this is what it says. Deuteronomy 34. They went out from the plains of Moab. Told you they were in Moab. They were about to go get this land unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And Yah showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda unto the utmost sea. In other words, Moses seen all this before the children of Israel even conquered the land, even before they even got the land themselves. The Almighty showed him these things. And the south, the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of monsters unto Zoar. And Yah said unto him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have called thee to see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not go over there. And watch what happens. So Moshe, the servant of Yah, died in the land of Moab according to the word of Yah. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. No man nor other scepter unto this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. And when did he turn 120 years old? Sometime in that 11th or that 40th year. But when it said he was 120 years old, it was the 11th month. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the place of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses was ended. They stopped doing everything for 30 days just to weep and mourn for Moses. Now, that's a whole month. So is that what they did in the 12th month since Moses turned 120 years old in the 11th month? I don't know, but between those 2 months, that's when Moses died. And he was mourned 30 days. And who took over? And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as God commanded Moshe. It makes total sense since the Almighty said all they were going to be in the wilderness for 40 years. So it makes sense that they came out of the wilderness land 40 years later. It makes total sense. And what is 40 years after they came out of Egypt, since they were in the wilderness for 40 years? Well, if you number your years by 7, as the Almighty do all over the scriptures, well, 5 cycles of 7 years is 35 years, complete Sabbaths of years. And you only got 5 more years left. So the first year is the 36th, the second, the 37th, the third, the 38th, the fourth, the 39th, and the fifth year is the 40th year. So after 40th year, Joshua took over. And when do you think he took over? In the 6th year. And it makes total sense. Since the Creator said, the 6th year is when Yahweh command his blessings. And what blessing did he command? To take the land. To take the fruit of the land. To take the houses of the land. Destroy it and take it all. So it makes total sense. That's why it makes total sense that Joshua is the 6th book. Because that's when Yahweh commanded his blessing on. It's the man Joshua. So yes, it makes total sense. And I'm going to show you that they were at the beginning of the year. So Moses, when he died, in this 40th year, because he never made it to the 41st year, he died in the 5th year, which is the 40th year. But not only he died in the 40th year, which was the 5th year, around 11th and 12th month, they mourned 30 days. So it could have been just a whole 12 month they mourned. But not only he died, the scripture said Aaron was 83 years old when he came out of Egypt. And watch what it says about Aaron in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. And this is what it says. The 23rd verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the coast of the land of Edom, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up unto Mount Hor. Strip Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar, his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moshe did as Yahweh went up into the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moshe stripped Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there at the top of the mountain. And Moshe and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days. And what is 30 days? A whole month. Even all the house of Israel. And you might ask yourself, well, when did he die? What month did he die? What year did he die? Well, let me show you. And how old was he when he died? Watch this. In the book of Numbers 33. And this is what it says about Aaron. In the book of Numbers 33. The 37th verse. And it says, and they removed from Kadesh, pitched in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of Yah, and died there. In the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the fifth month. So in other words, 40 years later, Aaron was 120 years old. 123 years old. But in Moses, when it talked about him dying, it was around 11 months when he was 120 years old. But Aaron, he was 123 years old, 40 years later, but it's the fifth month of the 40th year. And then Yah's Sabbath of years, what is the 40th year? The fifth year. And watch what it says. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. 123 years old. And they mourned him 30 days. The whole fifth month when he died, they mourned him. Because this is how Yahweh numbered his years. And so we see when the temple was built, finished. We see when Caleb established the land of Yehuda, 85 years or 45 years after coming out of Egypt. The temple, 480 years later, in the fourth year. Caleb, 45 years later, in the fourth year. Moses, 40 years later, and he died at 120 in the fifth year. Aaron, 120 years when he died, is after coming out of Egypt. Also in the fifth year, but fifth month. They were only in the wilderness, according to the scriptures, 40 years, and they ate manna for 40 years. And let me show you this. I've showed you 1, 2, 3, 4. And let me show you this witness in the book of Exodus 16. Showing you how Yah number and count his years. It was Yah who said, you the number seven Sabbaths of years. But watch this in the book of Exodus 16. This is what it says. The 32nd verse. And Moshe said, this is the thing which Yah commanded. Fill an omer of it, speaking about the manna, to be held up for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moshe said unto Aaron, take a pot, put it on full of manna therein, lay it up before Yah to be kept for generations. As Yah commanded Moshe, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land. Now, when did they start eating this manna? Well, let me show you that. In the book of Exodus 16, chapter, the very first verse. This is when they start eating the manna. And they took their journey from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after the departing out of the land of Egypt. In other words, this is the first year they came out of Egypt. The second month after they came out of Egypt. They came out in the first year, the 15th day, just 30 days later. Now they're on the 15th day of the second month. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to Elohim we had died by the hand of Yah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for Yah brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said Yah to Moshe, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moshe and Aaron said unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, at even, then ye shall know that Yah brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of Yah, for that he hears your murmurings, Yah. And why are we that you murmur against us? Watch what Yah says. The 12th verse. And I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am Yah your Elohim. And when that bread came down, they knew that he was Yah, because when did it come? In the morning. And what day was it? Well, that evening it was still the 15th when he rained down quail. But in the morning it was a whole other day. And what day was that? The 16th day of the second month. After the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it was the 16th. And watch what happens. 40 years later, then, that in the first year, the second month, on the 16th day of the second month. Look what happened 40 years later in the book of Joshua. Because as I told you before, when Joshua took the helm, when he took control, when it was time for him to lead, he was in the sixth year. He was in the beginning of the year. And I'm going to show you what Joshua did in the fifth chapter of Joshua. And watch what it says. And we're going to start reading the second verse. Well, let's start at the first verse. And it came to pass, Joshua the fifth chapter. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that Yah had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time, Yah said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives, circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made them sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of their foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness away after they came out of Egypt. And all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of Yah until whom Yah swore that he was not show them the land, which Yah swore unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And children whom up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And I may add, I don't know why people think we going home uncircumcised. They think all of us going to come together. Everybody going home, the circumcised and the uncircumcised. No. Yah said, there's nothing under the sun. And Yah don't change. If he circumcised all the people before they went in the land, this in the past, what do you think he's going to do in the future? Yah is not allowing the uncircumcised to go in the land. So when are the people going to be circumcised? Where Joshua circumcised the people. And where did he go? Right before they went into the land. As they came out of the wilderness, they were circumcised. And a lot of people saying, well, we're going straight from here to our homeland. Not so, brothers and sisters. And watch what it says. Seventh verse. And their children he raised up their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass when they had done circumcising all people, till they were whole. Yah said unto Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. And watch what it is. And kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. A lot of people think we kept the Passover in the wilderness. No, we kept the Passover in Gilgal. Where's Gilgal? Well, it's in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the whole corn of the land. Watch this. And the Passover is on what day? The 14th day of the month. What month? The first month. That's how you know Joshua took over in the beginning. And Amor and Moses started sometime in the 12th month. Joshua took over in the first month. Here they keeping the Passover in the 14th day, the first month. And they did eat of the whole corn of the land on the mall after the Passover, oven cakes and parched corn in the self same day. And when is that? The 15th. The mall after the Passover is the 15th. And what do we do on the 15th? Well, we eat unleavened bread. And they ate 11 cakes. And that's the 12th verse. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the whole corn of the land. When did they eat that? On the 15th. On the morrow after the Passover. And so the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the whole corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And when did the manna cease? 40 years later, on the 16th. When did they start eating? On the 16th. And when did it cease? On the 16th. In other words, when that 16th came, they ate the fruit of the land. They didn't eat no more manna, no more. Because Yahweh said they will only eat it for 40 years. And 40 years later, that's all they ate is manna. Now they were eating the fruit of the land. And what year was that? After 40 years, it had to be the 41st year, which was the 6th year of Yah, Sabbath of years. And how long did we stay in the wilderness? 40 years. And how long did we eat manna? 40 years. And when did Moses die? The 40th year. Sometime in the 11th month, probably at the end. When did Aaron die? In the 5th month of the 40th year in the wilderness. And when did Joshua take over? In the 41st year, which was the 6th year. And not only them, back to the book of Numbers, 20th chapter. The only person that don't give the year, but very first, they came to the children of Israel, even the whole congregation in the desert. In the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. So here she was, died in the first month, Aaron in the 5th month, and Moses around the 11th month. And it could have been the month, but whatever, 8 days. The beginning of the 12th month. And it don't say what year Miriam died. It don't say if it was the 5th year or not. But if it was the 40th year, here it is. She passed in the first month of that 40th year. I can't prove that because it don't say year. But it does let you know she died in the first month. And I'll try to get this in here, because this is what the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. is how Yah count his years. These are his appointed years. What is it? The 12th chapter. The children of Israel who dwell in Egypt. 403 years. So I was in Egypt 430 years. And watch what it says. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the same day it came to pass, that all the host of Yah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah. And why? Because we came out at night. We wasn't in our houses like on Passover. No, we came out of Egypt at night. We walked all night long through the Red Sea. And on that self same day, that 430-year day, all of the children of Israel went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is the night of Yah to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. And we're going to be dealing with the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the night that we came out of Egypt. And I'm going to tell you right now, no other people, no other congregation, no other camp is teaching you about this great night, the night of our freedom, the night of our liberation, and the night that Yahweh himself said, this night is a night to be much observed 430 years later, or 430 years of sojourning in the land of Egypt. But when did we go into Egypt? This is another thing that you will not see nobody teach, show you, and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yah, if we sojourned there for 430 years, and exactly 430 years, we sojourned. And we know the 430th year was the first year of Yah's Sabbath years. How do we know that? Because we came out of Egypt in the first month, the 15th day of the month of the first year, we came out of Egypt. So that 430 year indeed was the first year, the 15th day of that first month. But when did it go in? According to the book of Genesis, it lets you know exactly when we went in. And let me show you this. And you'll read this in the book of Genesis. There's two things I have to show you here. Let me show you the first one. Book of Genesis. Let me go to this. Genesis 45. So you can see this. And this is what, because of time purposes, this is why I'm going to this. In Genesis 45, it plainly lets you know, the fourth verse, Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. And he came near, and he said, I am yourself, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Because this is when they went down into Egypt. This is when they began to sojourn in Egypt. Joseph was already there, but his family and his father had not got there yet. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me here. For Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. These 2 years have the famine been in the land. And yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be hearing nor hearts. And Elohim sent me before you to preserve your posterity in earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but Elohim that made me a father to Pharaoh, a master of his house, a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hashi, go up to my father. Say unto him, thus says thy son yourself, Elohim have made me master of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. So this is what he told them. If you know the story, and we'll read it to you, that yourself said, interpret Pharaoh's dream. And this is before his brothers came to Egypt. There will be 7 years of plenty. And when this 7 years of plenty begin? Well, it began in the third year. How do we know that? Because of Genesis 41. Watch what it says. Genesis 41, the very first verse. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. And what come after two? That's correct. Three. So they in the third year, that Pharaoh dream. And behold, he stood by the river. And of course, Yosef let him know emphatically in the, watch what Yosef told him in his third year, what happened. And Yosef said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim have showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. The 7 good kind are 7 years. And the 7 good ears are 7 years. Dream is one. The 17 and ill favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following. For it shall be very grievous. For that, the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim. And Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. In other words, this thing is about to happen now. And when did it start happening? In the third year of Yah's Sabbath of years. No wonder the third year is considered the year of tithing. It makes sense. In the third year, there were 7 years of famine. I mean, plenty. And after these 7 years of plenty, you back at the third year. But then, the 7 years of famine came, and the Creator said, and Yosef interpreted that the famine was going to be so bad that you would just forget about the years of plenty. And what happened? As soon as the years of famine came in that third year, because it was 7 years of plenty, now we're back at the third year. 7 years of famine will come. And that third year, there was great famine to the fourth year. And then that fourth year, which is the second year of the famine, all the Joseph brothers walked down in Egypt. And that's when Yosef said, look, get my father, get your families, get all your belongings, and come down to Egypt, because there's going to be five more years of famine. Lest ye come to poverty. Come on down. In that second year of the famine, what year was it? It was the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. The first full year that the children of Israel was in Egypt was the fifth year. That's when the count started in the fourth year. And the first year was the fifth year. And they was there 430 years. Now, how many Sabbaths of years was that? I did the math for you. 86 complete cycles of Sabbaths of years. Now, why is that important? Because 86 cycles later, let me tell you what year you're going to find yourself in. The first year. When our people came out of the Creator, told us. And the only way you could know, the only way this math works, is that they had to walk in the fourth year. The fifth year had to be the first year. And 430 years later, they came out exactly year one. And I have all the various charts to prove when telling you it's the truth. And now you have all the scriptures to prove, to study, consider that I'm telling you the truth. That all of God's years are in cycles of seven. This is how he numbered his years. All through the scriptures. I can show you from Adam to all his sons. I can show you during the time of Noah and his sons. Because all truths are consistent. And we're going to show you. Well, when did the year start? When did you start numbering the very first Sabbath of years? And this is what we're going to show you, so that you might know the months of Yah. We're also going to show you Yah appointed weeks. Because not only have he appointed years, he also have appointed weeks. He also have appointed months. Appointed seasons, and appointed days. All these are fixed, set times of Yah. And you're not going to learn this nowhere else. So take good notes. Because these are the appointed years. And all you got to know is Yah count his years by seven. And then you, and if you want to prove, see if anything is true, all you got to know is when and what year do you begin your count. All you do is cycle it by seven. So, next we will get into the months and the weeks. And we're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what year we're in today. And how we can know Yah's years in the land of our enemies. Until tomorrow, Yah love you. So do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.